Let's race for like ultimate champion, like winner races the next person.
Okay.
So it's me versus who? Who's the brave challenger?
It's the ultimate. Kitty Xylophone, all speed race.
Ladies and gentlemen, a sporting event like you have never seen before. The All South Dakota Championship Xylophone Races.
It's Captain Leaf versus Space Beetle.
As you may remember from last week's race, Captain Bleep blew the challenger away. A challenger ate Captain Bleep's dust. There was no chance. Will. So now we have a female challenger. A dark horse candidate. The challengers are sweating as they line up with the flag is waving around and around. And it's down. They're off. Captain Bleep takes a closely. And he's won. The challenger is not even on the track anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never seen anything like this.
That was a rough race.
There was no contest. For yet another week, here in Racing World, Captain Bleep holds the South Dakota Championship in Xylophone Racing. You heard it here, folks. On Sensory Sports Television.
We have a new challenger. Up now is Danger Danger Hot Rod.
From Planet Prozac. There's fierce competition between these two folks. Captain Bleep is not going to give up his title too easily.
Contender to be contended with. And our officiator, Callie Master.
They're revving their engines, such as they might be on xylophones.
Star Princess Valeria.
Star Princess Valeria waves the flag around in a circle. And they're off! I'm beginning to think this race is rigged, ladies and gentlemen. Every time Captain Bleep hits the finish mark with no problems at all, while his challengers go off the track.
My own this track.
That explains it, ladies and gentlemen. He owns the track.
It was a figure of speech. Man, you don't know how much sportscasters piss me off.
Somebody's gotta beat this guy.
I do believe that there might be a slight advantage in the aerodynamics of Captain Bleep's xylophone. I do not know if all of the regulations have been met. I think perhaps an inspection crew should be called to the track to inspect.
Will you, Captain Bleep, agree to drive the challenger's xylophone in a rematch? No, he's not gonna ride the xylophone. You ride his xylophone, he rides your xylophone. Simple enough. All right, here they go. Danger Hot Rod, will you do the honors with the flag?
And the tension is mounting. Is this really skill on the part of Captain Bleep, or is there a vehicular advantage to be had?
My advantage is my awesome psionic power.
Excuse me, I would have the awesome psionic power in the galaxy thus far demonstrated this afternoon. Me versus Danger Danger Hot Rod.
Strong words on the track from our racers.
Psionic duel does not come into this particular race. Please, Captain Bleep, keep a clean race.
And we have a new, slender, sexy young thing on the track waving the flag. waves it around his head once, twice, three times. Hides it behind his back. He starts strutting back and forth on the track. Is there going to be a race? He's bullfighting them. And they're off. Captain Bleep hasn't even started his engine. But in a late finish, he reaches the finish line. The crowd goes wild. Captain Bleep emerges victorious once again. Ladies and gentlemen, you saw it here first.
He is an opponent to be reckoned with. We have proven that it is not. There might still be some contention. There's a rematch.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's an unprecedented rematch here. And the flag waver struts back and forth on the track. He raises the flag. He taunts them with it. Once, twice, down, and they're off.
And it's a dead heat. No.
I am beginning to think, ladies and gentlemen, that Captain Bleep will never be defeated. He has won once again.
It's half technique and half technic, you know, my awesome xylophone mechanical skill on top of my crab-like style on the track. There's no mastering that combination of skill and technical know-how.
Captain Bleep, are you getting bored with the xylophone race? There's no one who can beat you in the whole country.
I think next I'm going to move up to the marimba circuit.
That's a good idea. He's going to go worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Worldwide xylophone racing. Maybe even Olympic xylophone racing.
We can only hope, Eric. We can only hope.
This race has been brought to you by Z-Bomb.
Z-Bomb, for your planet destruction capabilities. Have you found yourself faced with an unstoppable enemy who's nearly as technically competent as you? Well then, the solution is Z-Bomb, the ultimate in doomsday technology. If your enemy launches a first strike, they wouldn't dare if they knew you had the Z-Bomb, because you simply press this red button, this red candy-like button. None of this bull with security keys and double passcodes and passwords, just this red candy-like button. And boom, your entire planet goes to waste. Now, for those of you with really interstellar needs, we have the Z-Squared Bomb. The Star Destroyer, 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 Destroyer. Z-Bomb, 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 your planet goes boom.